Look, we've got a couple of knocks at the weekend, but obviously no midweek game has given us the opportunity to try and solve them problems. So again, we'll assess its situation. We'll have Stuart Bevan available off from last weekend, who missed the game through flu. Other than that, I think Scott Wiseman is still going to be touch and go. His knee is making huge improvements, and if it isn't to be this weekend, then I'm sure it'll be next weekend.
Bevan must have come as a blow because he was really flying those couple of games, wasn't he?
Well, it will have been for himself more than anybody, really, because he's worked extremely hard over the last few weeks and months to keep himself ready. And when he came into the team, he's done very well. So huge disappointment for him, but it was only the one game, and obviously he'll come back into consideration now for the weekend.
How do you view these remaining games? Is it a case to throw down a gauntlet to the lads and say, show me you want to be involved? If it is to be the playoffs, show me you want to play.
Well, I think that's got to be the right attitude to have as well, but also maybe to see how some of the younger lads can do as well. So we're not going to be tinkering and experimenting too much. It's not as if we're going to throw any kids in from the youth team and experiment that way. It might be that Alan Brown, Josh, or the next week, a few weeks, might get the odd start here and there. But, we want to finish the season in a real positive manner. Five games, I'm demanding five wins if possible. And if we do that, then it sets us up for a good momentum into the playoffs.
Are Brown and Brownhill really the two that you can consider? Because a lot of your other promising younger ones are out at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say so. They're the only two that could really come into consideration from the youth department. But they've showed what they're capable of doing. I brought them both on last week with half an hour to go, and they both made an impact, and we do think a lot about the pair of them.
Yeah, have you got a lot of confidence in them that these two are really going to be players at this football club?
Well, if you don't throw them in, you're never going to know, and we've thrown them in over the course of the season, and see them every day in training, and they show a lot of qualities, and they add us something to the squad that we've not maybe got as well with the other lads in there. So, It's great from their point of view that they're working hard in training and doing well. And then obviously they've got to believe in my trust in them that I will give them the opportunity. And they've done that, and they've responded with good performances.
So do you think we can expect maybe a couple more than that of changes each game now, just to have a look at various formulas?
Well, we've done it for the last few weeks anyway. I think we've never been frightened of changing the system of who we're going to be playing and what suits us. So that probably won't change away the fact that we have sort of left one or two players out over the last few weeks and still won games shows how strong a squad that we've got and players coming in and doing jobs for us. So that will probably be the case. Obviously, everybody will be making sure that they're giving me a huge problem come them playoff games, because they'll want to be involved in the two semi-finals and hopefully a Wembley appearance as well.
You mentioned it after the game last week that Neil Kilkenny's ball maybe cost you, and a couple of times earlier this season it's been similar because he's a footballer, and maybe you'd have found Rosette, it wouldn't have happened. Is there a time and a place to play, Simon?
Of course there is, and it's sort of the understanding of the game, time management, man management of the situations on that pitch at times, especially when you've probably just gone in the lead or the last few minutes when you're trying to see the game out. And Killer knows, he's experienced enough to know that he should have put it into Rosette, but he's a footballer, I know how he works, and I want him to pass that ball around the pitch. But we did say to him after the weekend, and all the other players, that have got to learn from the mistakes, but if you are going to take that extra touch in the 18-yard box, you've got to be aware that nobody's going to round you and pick your pocket, and that's what happened at the weekend. But Neil sort of has done very well for us, and I won't really want him to stop him playing the way that he plays, because he's been instrumental in the success that we've had so far this year.